This next story is about cows and the power of branding, not the kind of branding cowboys do. It's about marketing. The story developed from a couple of observations, then a question, then flowered into a real hunger, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I was back home in North Dakota this summer, and I noticed something had changed dramatically. The color of the cows. 30 years ago, the countryside was populated mostly by red cows with white faces. They're called Herefords. There were a few black cows and an occasional big rangy blonde called a Charolais, then an exotic new French breed. But the vast majority of beef cattle were the red and white Herefords. Well, not anymore. As you drive along the country roads, the pastures are filled with black cows munching grass and shaking off the flies. Most are a breed called Black Angus. Okay, then a month or so ago, I was in Missouri doing an election story and ran across another hint that black is the in color in the bovine world. It was on Fay Pavelka's farm.
That's an alfalfa field. The cattle are mainly, well, you can see a few of the cattle. See through there?
Pavelka's beautiful farm is near the town of Troy, Missouri. I was there to interview her about the presidential candidates, but I got distracted by her black cattle.
The bulls are out here. There you can see them.
Angus bulls?
No. Actually, there are four out there. Two Angus and two Black Simmental.
Black Simmental.
Originally, they were red and white, basically. But they have bred them to become black because people want black. They sell better. You get a better price per pound.
So it's the whole Black Angus brand?
That's a big part of it.
You've probably heard of certified Angus beef. It's been around for a while. Well, it's become such a successful brand that it's caused a stampede of imitators. And the Angus brand has become so powerful, its color has rubbed off on other breeds. This is the Superior Livestock Auction. It sells cattle on the RFD TV channel, which you can find on the Dish Network or DirecTV. People bid from their homes or offices as cows amble across their TV screens. Did you hear that? This particular batch is all black-hided cattle. Jim Odle owns and runs the company. He was at his Rush, Colorado office the day we caught up with him, and he confirms what farmer Fay Pavelka says.
Well, we've seen the black-hided cattle not only because of not only being Angus, but others because of the Angus to be able to get a little bit of a premium.
How much of a premium does a black Angus bring?
Those cattle are going to bring anywhere from a $3 to a $5 a hundred. There isn't such a thing as a lot more money in the cattle industry, I hate to say, but I think it does enable that individual to make a positive bottom line instead of a negative bottom line by being able to get a little bit more or a bigger premium for his animal when he does sell it.
So how did certified Angus beef take over the cattle world? Not that long ago, nearly everyone bought their steaks based on USDA grading, Select, Choice, Prime. Now you can't go into a restaurant or grocery store without seeing in big, bold print, certified Angus beef, along with a herd of other brands. Tom Field, a professor of animal science at Colorado State University, says it's because the Angus Association did a great job early on making its product stand out.
Certified Angus beef led it. It really gave birth to an entire new way of thinking in the business.
Let me ask you this. What's wrong with the USDA system? When I look at this certified beef website on my computer, I get 20 different brands of beef, from Ridgefield Farms Premium Hereford Beef to XL Corp Angus Pride to National Beef Black Angus. There's no way for me to determine which is better for me, but Prime, Choice, you know, that gives me, you know, I'm not overloaded.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with the USDA system. The traditional grading system has been a reasonably effective way to categorize products based on their composition, the percent lean and fat, the percent of marbling, the maturity, etc. Doesn't provide, though, is the opportunity for branded labels to come in and put more standards to the product. For example,
And charge more money, maybe?
And potentially charge more money. You know, for example, if you go to a Whole Foods store in Fort Collins, Colorado, there are consumers who want to buy products that come from a natural organic production system. where animal welfare was absolutely assured at every step of the stage, and that the regional label is representing farmers inside of a particular part of the country. And consumers want to buy products from people who are producing food in that way. And so the branded label lets you do that.
But let's get to the really critical question. Does certified Angus really taste better than other beef? Professor Field says that trained experts can taste the difference, but...
Is it certainly possible that with a variety of product lines that you could put with great preparation, good cooking technique, great presentation, all of those things together that you could create from five different brands, five products that all were equally acceptable to a majority of consumers? And the answer to that would be yes.
Our auction guy, Jim Odell, is less certain.
You know, I really can't say that there is a difference in taste. There might be a difference in being able to be tender and tenderness, because the Angus have bred that into their animals to where they are more tender meat. But if you go to a USDA choice piece of meat that has the right kind of marbling, they're all going to be just about the same.
And you might be able to achieve basically the same kind of marbling with some cow that's not an Angus.
Oh, yes, sir, you very well can.
And what about Farmer Fay? Can you taste any difference?
No.
Well, lots of opinions, but we thought we should taste for ourselves. So we headed over to a local steakhouse where we met up with Chef Claude Rodier. The name of the restaurant? You guessed it, Blackie's.
So you get a nice crust in here.
Thanks for inviting us here.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you know, this is my pleasure.
So you have two steaks for us today. One is certified Angus beef. One is mystery meat. Tell us what the name is.
Oh, yes. This is a sterling silver, and actually, you know, within the grade of sterling silver, there's also some very, very nice steak. I'm going to bring you the steak. You can visualize the steak, and then, of course, you're going to taste the steak. And then at the end, I'll tell you which one is one, and you tell me what you think about them.
Okay, why don't you get the steak? I'll turn my head because I don't want to see the packaging.
Okay, and I'm going to go get them right back. I'll be right back.
Chef Claude throws two thick New York strip steaks on a super hot grill. They look fantastic. Now, a point of disclosure, Blackie serves only certified Angus beef. So if the Angus steak loses this taste test, Chef Claude may have some explaining to do. The competition, the Sterling Silver brand, was purchased at a local supermarket. All right, here we go. This is a delicious steak. I'm going to have another bite. Okay, so here is my final answer.
Okay.
I like the taste of the thinner strip. The thicker one was a bit more tender, I think, but a little milder taste. So my preference actually would be for the thinner steak.
For the thinner one.
Now, I hope I haven't gotten you in trouble.
Oh, yes, you did, actually.
Delicious. I chose the Sterling Silver brand over the certified Angus this time, but there's no accounting for taste. To hear an extended interview with Chef Claude, including how to cook a great steak, no matter what the brand, go to our website at npr.org. Let's try again.
Okay. Oh, there's plenty of it.
I want to be fair. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm John Idstein.